more than likely challenge accepting. You can listen about minutes to two. I can close up with the challenge. So yeah, we get a couple messages and let me get back to my people on the line. So let me line up something here. This one says, Digicel have given customers an extension that I know on especially internet packages. This one says, hi Corey, see absolutely nothing wrong with tennis. Once it is not a contact sport, it should be okay for exercise. This one from a former minister. They haven't signed it, so I will just read it as is, but this to give you an idea of management style. Playing tennis requires touching the ball. Any exercise should not involve contact with another person. My concern is with persons who are living in cramped conditions. For example, the small government unit accommodating 10 persons in a hotbed is a hotbed for transmission of the virus, especially if the occupants are in or out for no good reason. Should persons be stuck in a house 24 hours? Consider the stress that can result. They can benefit from a walk, a jog, or a swim. If Beijans can exhibit reasonable behavior, then we can take advantage of the benefits of this beautiful island. The sea is fine for those with sinus problems and other medical conditions. I have noticed on Brandon's Beach, those retirees who have been going there, they've been following the rules re-social distancing, even in the way they park their vehicles. It would be sad if the irresponsible actions of some made bad for all. Brastats, good afternoon. You're on the air. Hi, good afternoon.
Yeah, Corey, I still here.
And why is that? I'm only kidding. I had a wonderful contribution from you, but I thought you were finished. Do you have any other burning comments you want to go? Because you waited there till we come back. So you could at least take a burning comment to go and let the rest get on.
I thought you said to wait. I don't know, my bad. But the point remains is that I am making listen, we have a problem here in Barbados with the kite flying. For years, I lived near the airport. Anybody want to know where I live?
Mm-hmm.
And there is a law that say a kite should not fly within the distance of about 3 or 4 miles of the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Corey, you only got to come up here and hear the kites when the night comes.
Enforcement. That's the name of the game.
That is where we want to go.
Yeah, enforcement. I can't let you go there because we got to be reasonable with the rest of the people. We'll talk about that another time. But enforcement. That was before COVID, and that gave me after COVID. How we can deal with it. The kites, the wheelie in the air, the burning and stuff, all them things, we got to deal with. So I want to thank you very much. A lot of people agree with your sentiments earlier. So there you go. Let me read this one here. This one says, Corey, the restaurant I work at just closed its doors last week and told workers that they will be closed for 6 months. The owners have paid staff who were due vacation pay and the owners haven't paid staff who were due vacation pay, not even severance pay. This is ridiculous and unfair to the workers. All they got were the green papers for unemployment benefits from NAS. You're focusing on vacation pay angle, but I sent you another angle which are affecting quite a few people at this time, but you refuse to shine a light on that. I'm quite disappointed in you right now. Or this one is because I didn't read that yet. Now, what you got to tell people, WhatsApps come in here sometimes at a rate of about 2 WhatsApps per minute. So as the hours go by, we have to take the calls. We can never. Even if I sat here today and I try to read all of these, it would probably take me to probably 6 o'clock this evening just to read the WhatsApps that came in just today. So I ask people to be patient on it. It's like a lotto thing. You send a WhatsApp, we may be able to get to it. What I try to do is combine a number of them that saying the same thing so that we can get your questions and your comments over so that we can have a healthy balance between those who are unable to call and those who can. Let's say good afternoon and welcome to the next caller. You're on the air. Good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air. Brastats, good afternoon. Welcome to Down to Brastats. Welcome to the program. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Yes, loud and clear, ma'am.
Okay. I have been trying for God knows how long to get through to the program to ask one or two questions. This is the first time that I'm here, and welcome. I hope it will be the last. Thank you.
I hope it's not the last, but go ahead.
Yeah, but it depends on PM Martin's administration.
Mm-hmm.
My question or concern is relative to them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I retired from the public service on the medical grounds. And I am one of the people whose pensions would have been stopped last March. So when the PM got involved in the matter, she had, well, according to a newspaper, she had indicated, based on what I read in the paper, that all pensions would have been restarted in September. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think she had quoted 290, so maybe I was 291, because mine didn't start back. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Going through then to now, I am happy that provisions would have been put in place for the welfare recipients who are less fortunate or who fall under the bracket of also less fortunate. But I want to know what provisions were or can be or will be put in place for people like me whose pension was stopped, was supposed to start back in September and didn't. Aren't we considered vulnerable people as well?
Mm-hmm, you are.
Right? No, no, we can't be, because when you ask questions, you ask this buddy, you speak to senior people, you explain yourself, and they say, yes, but you are correct.
Mm-hmm.
So when they can start back, they may know. You got to talk to A, you got to talk to B.
Mm-hmm.
I called the pension section at the Treasury more than once. The last bit of information they gave me is that some people's pensions were start back. Only people who had retired up until 2016. So I was like, hold on. Why only 2016? What yardstick y'all use to come to this determination? Because if you can give back some, you should give back all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was communicated via the media or otherwise to say, well, look, we are going to give back. Even though PM Martin said that everybody will get them back, we're going to do it in phases or in stages. Some people almost lost their homes.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have no one there to help them. Some people have people depending on them as well.
I remember when we were having our discussion on the air at the time, it was just this big ball of confusion. We had comments. We had a show with, I think, Senator Caswell Franklin at the time. We had statements from the Minister of Labor. We had statements from the Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strong. And at the end of the day, when we thought there was clarity, then what happened when people started to get back money? As you said, some got back and some didn't. Up to this day, it's still unclear as to what is happening. And there seems to be some breakdown in communication between the policymakers and the policy implementers, the people who actually organize who's paid and who's not. And although we here at Brass Tacks, we sought to have about three different shows looking at three different angles of that matter, at least a minimum of two, I remember. There was still some gray areas. Some parts were ambiguous in terms of who should get, why were some people getting that were in very similar situations. And as you say, the 1975 law came up, disability versus pension, benefit versus pension, all of these things were thrown into the mix. And as I said, for me, it was a big ball of confusion. For me, though, in a case like these, what I find that works effectively is going really to, I don't want to say the head of the stream, but speaking to somebody in authority that can actually make a decision or actually give you a confirmation as to what exactly is happening. To say to you, listen, your case, number 0036, this is the position with this. According to law, you just fall outside, or you should really be on the list. It's really an administrative error, and you will be on by the 16th of the month. If not, call me back. Outside of that, ma'am, you will be running to pillar and post. And that is how these things work in the country. If you don't go to the right person on the right day and ask the right thing, you often send to be dizzy, around in circles, around you go.
The thing is that I have spoken to quite a few quote-unquote authoritative persons.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told the last thing that I don't want to call names, not mm-hmm. that I can't, I don't
mm-hmm.
want to,
mm-hmm.
right? Because at the end of the day, common sense still has to prevail,
mm-hmm.
right? The last person senior was a female. She was very thorough. She explained everything, so she and I were on the same page,
mm-hmm.
and she was even surprised at the knowledge I have for the whole shebang.
Good.
So she had told me that some person else who would be directly related, she would relay the information to them, and that they will call me. So I don't know what the person did with my cell phone number, or the probably, I don't know.
So what was the bottom line of the discussion you had with the person? What are they telling you? Are you entitled?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is that I am entitled. You mm-hmm. cannot give back. There's no law
mm-hmm.
to say that the Treasury staff has the right or had the right to give back people up to 2016 full stop.
Mm-hmm.
You would have worked public servants, but they can't swear for all. But even if you had people who were at work and were not doing the best for whatever reason, the fact is you were employed in the public service.
Correct, correct.
And you were ill for whatever different diseases or illnesses people have, and you would have gone to a medical board, or in my case, I went to three different medical boards.
Right.
And they who are certified and qualified and have the wherewithal, all the medicine, they told me, I am unfit to work.
So to cut to the chase, they could not give you any legitimate reason whatsoever why you were not getting your money.
They could not understand why I did not get it back.
Mm-hmm. So what was the last thing you heard from anybody in authority?
The last thing I heard from anybody in authority is, I do not understand why you have not gotten it back. I mm-hmm. am going to get this person, this gentleman by name, to call you, because this is madness.
And they didn't call you yet?
No, please.
No call. And how long ago was that?
This would have had to be, it was either earlier this year or late last year.
Wow. No, no, no.
I have spoken to somebody else recently within the past 5-6 weeks, but they are not in a position of authority per se.
And the sad thing about this is the norm, right? But we're not even in normal times, so this is even worse, because everything goes on pause, on freeze, on shutdown for COVID. So under normal situations, you were up a creek without a paddle, but now the boat got in a hole. So
I was surprised. I was happily surprised when the PM had announced the $600 or whatever it was for the welfare recipients.
Mm-hmm.
I was happy. But I was like, oh, and nothing for us? We would have worked hard. It's not our fault we had to come home medically unfit. Our bills and responsibilities didn't cut in half to say, well, you can only get this here now, so you should be able to live. People still got and everything in the supermarket going up. You have
I don't know who's the person in authority you spoke with, but if you're willing, you could leave your contact with the producer, because I did speak to the Minister Strong just to get a lot of clarification on this, and if we can link up.
Can't give you based on my experience.
Mm-hmm.
He don't know what's going on.
So who it is you will have to speak to in this case to get this started? Because, I mean, with COVID on, you're actually even more exposed and vulnerable in terms of the finances. So who
only
it is
PM
that you
would... Martin, in my opinion. PM Martin, in my opinion,
is the only person that could deal with it?
Because PM Martin would have been the most senior person through that melee that went to the media and said, listen, other people had this to deal with in a nutshell, and this is my decision. Everybody getting back the pension from September, full stop.
But you worked in the public service, and you know that the public service don't work like that. You got the Auditor General, who would have been responsible over there at the Treasury and different things.
So PM Martin spoke a lie down to the media?
No. You set the policy, and then it needs to be implemented. And then if it's not implemented on mass.
If it's supposed to happen by September, why not then?
Correct.
Why hands have not rolled?
Correct. I agree on that point.
And people calling and asking questions every day, not because they have a mouth, but people are suffering.
Correct. Correct.
I am not the type to go and stand in the way with a placard because of my why I came home medically unfit.
Mm-hmm.
It is not practical for me. But what does it mean? We don't count. People went work and work hard.
Mm-hmm.
Under some of the worst conditions in the public service, under different administrations, and functioned. And then to get slapped in your face like this, this is not good enough.
My thing is,
PM Martin has to address this. We don't deserve this.
My thing is, one of the things that would have to happen is each case is different. And when you sit here as a moderator, there's no way to know for sure what are the mitigating factors within every person's case. But on a position of principle, I can agree with you.
I did more than 20 years.
No, ma'am. You see, what you will tell me is what is. What you may not tell me is what is not. So it is for me to look at the case and pass judgment on it. I will have to have all of the facts, and I don't. But I'm telling you on principle, if money is due to you, money is due to you, full stop.
Right.
You understand?
So that they can get it. And because I've been asking everybody when they can get it, and I hearing, I chose to try to call the calling program.
Mm-hmm. Right, because this thing,
to be heard to everybody,
mm-hmm.
for them to say, oh, shoot, well, we didn't remember to start back these rests. Let's do it now.
Well, hopefully, and has happened here many times, hopefully I will hear your voice again. You're saying call again, but I call again
call in again.
Another 2 weeks saying, thank you, my money came in the mail. I want to thank Radio for working once again. Okay. All right. Thank you very, very much. Hopefully someone hears you and can actually communicate with you and say, listen, this is the position, or sorry about that, here we go. Brastats, good afternoon. You're on the air. So what you're saying is the restaurant actually did the right thing. No severance. You're actually on vacation, so you won't get severance pay. Brastats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lin.
Hey, good afternoon.
Okay.
Long time.
Long time. The last time I spoke to you, we were speaking on the destruction of the old National Insurance building.
Yes. What you consider to be the most beautiful building in Bridgetown.
Ah, that's what you want to correct, because that's what I said.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Right? You take me out of context there, though.
Just tell us quickly what you meant.
Because to say that it's the most beautiful building, I won't really know what is beauty. Right?
Like, know what? Beauty is in the beholder, man.
Right. I don't believe in that liberal view, though. That's a liberal view. Right? No. And that's what a lot of people hold on to.
Okay.
There's some of us that got the appreciation for beauty, and then there's some that would think they know what it is too.
Mm-hmm.
But you would say that that is subjective. Yes, I agree. It's subjective. Everything is subjective to me, though. What you said is that it's the most beautiful of the modern building, and that was put in the context of architecture, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say that. Because this is a modern building, but still there's some old styles, because it had arches and things attached to it.
No. Let me come in here. I don't know if you went to Kam Tong recently. You know that it gone, though.
I know it gone. Just in time before the COVID came, because the first thing to shut down was the construction, so it went just in time.
Just in time.
I imagine that COVID came and it would be still there.
Yes, I saw it.
But just go. You call it a store.
No, if you start to, you know, pull it down and start halfway, then it would be a nice store.
If the COVID come a little earlier, they wouldn't touch it because they shut down construction first, right?
Right.
But I do know a bit about the beauty, but I got a vintage spirit. If you look across the other side by Parliament, you will see the Royal. I think that's the Royal Bank. Notice that they actually built it to actually match that building. Like, if I had to choose between the two styles, I would go for the Parliament, because I got a vintage spirit. That's all, right? But I do appreciate modern art too. But it's not all that modern. In order for something to look beautiful, you still got the Renaissance into it, right? Moldings and then start things inside your building. Got a modern architecture is just like about function. It's square and enough glass and not much aesthetics, right? But I want to touch here so on the COVID thing and the shutdown and so on, and the church. I hear you speaking to a gentleman earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not too long ago. I would argue a case for the church, right? But I tell myself no. Because the church really do not have the faith that they should, right? And there's a quote that you mentioned earlier, touch not the Lord's anointed.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a fact if they had the faith, because the church is supposed to be a place where you can come and be healed. And if the pastor is anointed, then you were able to heal these people from the COVID-19 or the virus or whatever it is, right? Because they will say to you that all diseases are like demonic, right? Which I could agree, right? But the church is do not really have that faith, Corey. I know if you ever hear me talk about near death experience.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. Go ahead.
Right, but you ever look into it?
No.
Right, well, I was to look into it. You know, you like talking about YouTube. There's got a lot of videos on YouTube with near-death experience in it and so on. This is a real thing, Corey. These people that had this experience is people that has come back with real faith. You shouldn't be fearing death. If you're a Christian or you're a person that say you got faith, you shouldn't fear the death, right? Even the Bible speak, and your Savior, Jesus, that's what he came for, to show you that you death is actually like just a sleep that you were got, right?
Mm-hmm.
That right now I really believe that we in this world is like a form of hell that we really in. And right now, we are going through right now with this thing that's going on. But so Christians will want to talk about the rapture, and I want to ask Christians to believe that rapture means that you're going to be alive, right? Because the body is just your vessel. So people that dropping down dead, you are nowhere the spirit going, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's better to be actually prepared and be ready, right? Spiritually. Not saying that you're waiting for a rapture and you just want to be captured up with the spirit while you're alive. You don't know where the people are going, because in this same near-death experience, Corey, people didn't buy that, had it, and they want to come back to this reality. Everybody that wants to hear part, there's something wrong with this world and what's going on right now. But I would talk with another time, because you got your calls to make, right?
No, man. I actually was listening for you. You're true to form. You didn't let COVID divert you from the things that you usually would come and share. So I could probably even commend you on that. Because everybody allowed the COVID to, you know, draw them in, but not you, right?
Before you go, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a conspiracy, man, too, right? One of the biggest part of, and I actually kind of, I got experience with it, too, because the Antichrist can be using technology, because he's not really... You don't have the natural spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, see this same 5G thing? I heard a man talking with David Ellis, and David Ellis welcomed the opinion. If you want to say the opinion, it could be an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But I got experience too, right?
Mm-hmm.
That there's used technology to actually attack certain people that might be gifted, you know, like psychic and this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, this 5G thing, this is my biggest conspiracy now with this COVID-19. That they want to roll it out. So the conspiracy is that they actually cause the radiation can cause people to have flu-like symptoms too, right? So this is part of this 5G thing. And I got left with that one to ponder upon. Where do you research?
Yes, I would. I hear about it knocking around, but thank you very much. Thank you. Brastats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
All right, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, please. Loud and clear.
Great. Corey, good afternoon again. I ain't too sure where to start with this one here, right? But it is about the insurance companies and they're demanding for a police report before them assign liability. Now, I've been driving on the road since 1989, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had a couple accidents, right? And there was one in particular that I can recall where it is that when the insurance got involved, the lady was trying to put blame on me, right? And I didn't really, I used to my part, and that was the end of me and that, and I didn't really say nothing, right? So the insurance decided that in order to get to the bottom of this, they could invite us to go back to the scene of the accident, which we did, and seek out the responding officers to come to the accident as well and have everybody see what transpired. And that happened, right? No, and the reason, if I remember correctly, the reason why that happened is because the person that was at fault was not admitting liability, which most persons wouldn't, right? It's again, I think they're at fault. Most persons, the insurance companies are saying, don't accept liability. But in that instance, it wasn't clear. The insurance invited all of us back to the scene. We went back to the scene, we said what happened, and the claim was settled. This was always done within a 2 or 3 week period of coordinating, getting the officer back on when he was available, and getting myself and the other lady, right? No, that was over 10 years ago. That could have been like maybe 15 years ago, if I remember correctly. But I had an accident in October where a gentleman overtook another vehicle working off mine. He basically hit me head on, right? No, I wasn't injured. He hit me head on, and the other vehicle that he was overtaking, he also hit that vehicle as well. So I figured, no, well, this is a simple, straightforward case. All the insurance, because there were three companies involved, mine, his, and the other vehicle that he was overtaking, all of them had their mobile response persons come out. Everybody take pictures, everybody take statements and everything else. The police officer came, did the same thing, took measurements and everything else. So I figured out to myself, this is a pretty open and shut case. No, to hear, no, not to hear. At that time, I expected the overtaking person, well, as far as I can remember, if you overtake, you overtake at your own risk or peril. And in addition to that, if I remember correctly, the law does speak to overtaking in particular segments of the road. But anyhow, the man overtook, hit me, hit the other car. Now, really, in casual conversation with the officer, he alluded to real liability. Like, he didn't come out and say it, but he alluded to real liability. Like. And in my mind, if you're overtaking, as far as I can recall, if you're overtaking and you hit somebody, you are wrong.
Right, sir, we got it. Again, the direction you're going, but we can't prosecute an entire accident case here with all of the details.
No.
The name of the show is what? Down to Brass Stats. So get Down to Brass Stats and get.
Where you're going here is this, right? So you're going to the insurance company with the expectation that, you know, they would investigate properly, that they would ask the right questions, not just right, because they would ask us to get to the bottom of it. Then to hear they were getting to it, and then the claims manager decides, man, I want police report. Mm-hmm. But now to hear, we sure know this is 7 to 8 months down the line now, and the police report ain't come forward yet. The police report only cost $50. So my whole thing about it is this: I feel within my heart, right, that to help compel the insurance companies to do their part to not disrupt people's lives in the manner in which mine has been disrupted, it's to start to charging $2,000 for this report, for this police report, instead of $50. Mm. Because I feel as though if they had to pay $2,000, they would study to themselves, or you know what, let me exhaust the resources readily available to me, right, to get the bottom of this before I go and so I can haul for a police report that everybody knows doesn't take God knows how long to come back. And then we'll make it worse. I just don't make it worse. I think if it were that the police force was going to gain $2,000 from each ridiculous report that they called for, I think then the police officers will be incentivized.
But I understand. I was thinking of something different, but I get where you're coming from.
The thing is,
you need to understand. Unfortunately, I'm very aware of this type of thing in terms of judgment. Sometimes police reports, medical reports, and sometimes they take very, very long. And as you call and you try to get all the different information, as you say, sometimes 6, 7, 8 months, a year, sometimes even more, sometimes very, very long. And what I've been saying here a lot of the times is accountability. How do you hold people to account and have a standard time and hold people to that standard? Unless and until we get to that point, we'll be hearing calls like these on these types of programs forever. I'm sorry, there's much more I could do on this, but you've raised it and hopefully they can hear and understand the seriousness and that we can actually hear you calling back in a few weeks saying, okay, I got it sorted. Okay, so a couple of WhatsApps here before we go back. It says, seeing that householders will be at home a lot more, they hope that the Boris Light and Power can give a discount for people staying at home, watching TV, playing music, and washing a lot more. Someone asking about releasing income tax refunds early so people have money to buy some stuff. And someone's wondering why the refunds for the amount from the St. Barbados Light and Power has disappeared from the website for the outages back in November. So those are three quick ones. We go back to the line and say good afternoon and welcome. And before that, I had a message I want to read. The Acting Prime Minister, the Honourable Sandhya Bradshaw MP, will deliver a very important address today, Wednesday, April the 1st at 7 p.m. Tune in for live coverage via CBC Channel 8, VOB and other official media and social media channels. So that's 7 p.m. this evening. There will be a very important address by Acting Prime Minister, the Honourable Sandhya Bradshaw MP. And that is coming from a reliable source that comes from within here at Starcom. So you can listen out for that. Brass Stats, good afternoon. 20 minutes before 2.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes, I'd like to address a statement that your caller made before you went on break.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he making some quotes from the scriptures, which was, in my belief, inaccurate. Now, he was talking about Abraham not giving a tithe unto Melchizedek. No, that's an error. He did, because in Genesis 14, and that will be verse 20, it shows that he did. It says, "And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hands, and he gives him a tithe of all." And that is supported also in Hebrews 7:4, which says, "Now consider how great this man was," which is mean Melchizedek, "to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of the spoil." So I wanted to correct that. Also, he made statements of pastors should go out and work. Now, Bible also made provisions for yes, the Bible made provisions for pastors to be, I don't want you to get paid.
I call it upkeep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It says here in Hebrews, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 18, says, "For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle the ox while it treads out the grain."
Right. I don't want to cut your stripe or again your business, but the body in background there going out, they can stay safe and social distancing. Okay, we just want you the opportunity to promote what the people have been saying. But I don't want to cut your stripe. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The laborer is worthy of his wages. Now, in Barbados, we have a lot of smaller churches, right? Most pastors have to work anyhow. Now, I know that persons have their eyes on the mega churches. You know, those churches where the pastors actually made a handsome amount. But on the other hand, pastors devote their whole life to the ministry. You know, they have to take calls 1, 2, and 3 o'clock on mornings. They have to be at the hospital. They have to be all these different places addressing different issues that people don't see. Now, you made a statement which was true. The money that is given, the tenth, is given onto the Lord. It's not given onto the pastor. And that money goes into helping others. I would like that individual to even look at CBN. You know, they do a lot of work throughout the whole world. Money that are sown, 10%, persons that give 10%, throw their money into the, give the money into the ministry, and they do operations on persons to help the orphans. It help. So
right,
many
they do good work. Your point is taken. It doesn't make sense. You know, belaboring the point. We get the point.
I would love persons that when they quote unquote try to quote scripture, that they actually open up the word.
But they may not get it right all the time. You're a pastor?
No, I'm not.
But you study the word deeply.
Well, I don't know how deeply, but I try to read the scriptures, right?
No, I mean because you came in and tried to correct the pastor, so I figure you may have some like experience in this or something.
Well, we are all called to read the scriptures.
Right.
Right? So that when things happen, you actually have something to guide you by.
Okay.
No. So that's why I just came in, because sometimes persons make statements, especially when it comes from scripture or trying to quote scripture.
Mm-hmm. And they miss something, because
and sometimes they might mislead others.
Correct. And that's where they got a lot of conflict where these things, you know, people say one thing and then they point to another verse and so on. But it's a debate that can go on for eternity. You know, we can get the COVID 2021. And we will still be going. Trust me, there's a lot of things. But you made your point, and I want to thank you for coming in, for making that clarification. But we got to move on. Brastats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
I'm trying to find out, to give you some hotline numbers.
Yes,
to
please.
Call that are fair in different places. Mm-hmm. You can't get 2 in hotline.
I think one of the numbers I need to correct, I say 535, but it's actually 536, Hope. 536,
Hope.
4673. And I just called and a nice lady answered. They called during the last break. And she gave me the information I wanted too.
Right, because, but you can't get 2. I got the right number and you are not getting 2.
I just got through. I don't know.
Okay. Next thing, I hear on the radio that they say you're supposed to get 2 weeks supply medication.
They were saying 2 months at the time.
Two months.
Yeah.
But when you go to the polyclinic, mm-hmm. they're only giving you 1. Mm-hmm. So who to believe? You're listening to it and they tell you, listen to the things off of the world.
No, you got to believe. You got to believe what you experience. No, you got to do. This ain't ideally
yes,
too, right?
But the woman at the Wilde Park claimed to be at Zach.
Mm-hmm.
She said, the law is not supposed to give another thing, but we know this.
Correct. But no, don't believe everything you hear. I think what people were saying, they were suggesting it, number one. Number two, they came back and they were saying, you know, we don't really advise people to stop putting medication because storage, all these different things, right? And one of the things, I can let people know right now, some of the communication, some of your actual experience are going to be conflicting because this is something new. People managing it. People got to come back, they're going to adjust and so on. Don't panic. Don't freak out. If you could get one month, and we go back and get the next month, unless we get the shutdown. And without the shutdown and the players still open, get the 1 month, and then go back for the next month. People got a lot of things. Don't make problems where there's none, you know? A lot of things to panic about and thinking. Enough things to stress about in the world. Don't create additional ones, you know?
And the next thing, how come the welfare supposed to be giving money, and some people welfare check get stopped or get take off money off for it?
When was this?
That's this month's welfare check.
Because people are, some people actually ask me that. There are two things. One, I think they do reviews every 6 months, something like that. And some people may have been due for a review. What has also happened is, I think they explained to me, I have to go on my phone to read it. They weren't actually cut. They were actually increased. What happened is people took, they took, like, say for instance, somebody was getting food plus rent, for example, right? And what they did was increase it. So you get more food or more rent, but you're going to get it more like often. So you get less, but more off. You get less, well, more money, but less time apart than you will get them. So I think I
was getting $226, right?
Actually, let me pull up the actual message.
I'm getting $116. Explain it to me then.
Actually, no, I think I'm not going to explain it. I can ask you to get in contact with your welfare officer and let them explain.
I'm trying to do that and you're not getting to.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said, well, you've got a hotline number and the hotline number not working. I was.
What number you had actually called?
I went down the downtown side and this person gave me a number.
Mm-hmm. And what is that number?
The number, I will have to go and check.
Right, because I want to make sure you have the right number. Because if you call the wrong number, you're not going to get through.
Yeah, but it is a 555 something 536. I think it is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 536. I think it is. But I've been 40 something. Anyway, I've been calling that number and you're not getting through. That's what I'm saying. Why you have a hotline number?
Mm-hmm.
And some of these checks are cut. Some people ain't getting them one. Ain't getting none at all.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm saying it cut. It ain't gone up. It ain't lessened. It gone down.
Mm-hmm. I was actually trying to pull up the message,
but
I got through too many messages.
So I would like when the minister come, she could explain that on the air that you said just now that there will be something on the air this evening. Explain that, because you're not getting through.
Right, I just told you I got through. I want to apologize for giving out a correct digit earlier. And just try 536 instead of 4535. I just called and I just got through. Good afternoon, Brass Stats, you're on the air. Good afternoon, welcome, you're on the program. Brass Stats, good afternoon, you're on the air. Good afternoon. With the guy with the dash cam, someone was actually saying, with the accident, the guy, someone on the WhatsApp was saying, you know, she actually drives everywhere with a dash cam because of that. And you can always pull up and see who's at fault. Brass Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, I'm well, thanks. And you?
I'm good. Your family all good too?
Well, good. I always tell people, ever say goodbye, your family got to be good, because your family ain't good and me not good.
All right.
So that goes that's without
two,
saying.
Two things, let me, like everybody else, pray that God will soon get this viruses for coronavirus for the country and the needs of the world.
Correct.
But what you call you about, you are the gentleman right there, seems very intelligent and sharp. And you ask him to declare himself who he is, and so he could, so that people know. That's being some kind of authority. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. If you want to call this phone, I need you to get closer to the base because it's skipping out every other syllable.
Yeah, you remember that guy?
Yeah, remember.
No.
Being level.
Something that's very important, and I hope that a lot of people take him up. he said that you have to get more practical people, more people who think a lot to have discussions with to move a country forward. He did not put it exactly like he said, but that's what he meant. That the problem is that a lot of technical thinkers are not being used in this country. And basically, academics are being used. The truth is, I keep saying that both should mix.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for some reason we have only one mix all the time. I tell you why I was very interested in what I was saying. And he seems to be a very intelligent man, or man, head of young, of course. But
we actually losing you. We actually lost you. The quality of your call. If you're on a cordless phone, you have to get close to the base so that the signal will be strong. Rastax, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Corey.
Yes, please.
I'm asthmatic. I think if somebody burn stuff, you have to get a day. You ready? I can hardly talk.
You see, and you can hardly breathe. And oxygen is something very important. You need it.
I don't know where to keep burning stuff.
Because nobody's doing anything about it. That's why.
It's unfair to be at home. I can't get away.
Don't tell me exactly where you live, but what was the district? Cave Hill?
Saint Michael.
Right, Cave Hill, Saint Michael. Are you appealing to the people, man? I gotta put you in Belgium, man. Stop banning all the players. You know, it is really a nuisance. Forget the clothes getting smoky, but people need oxygen to breathe. You know, I mean, ma'am, I don't know what I can really tell you.
I make my immune system asthmatic because of the planet where you do. The burning.
If COVID didn't kill you, they ain't trying to kill you. You gotta get rid of a handkerchief and washcloth and put them on. You gotta shut down your. Correct. You gotta turn on your fan. You got. Call your fire service. That's what I do. Tell them something out there burning. You know it is. Call your fire service. It's something. I don't care if you burn. It's fine. You vex with me, right? Burn. People say you can't burn fire, but burn is how we say. You know, if you burn stuff and you vex with too bad, I think people need to breathe. You understand? Look, thank you, ma'am. Brastats, good afternoon.
Hello, hi, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes, I'm just calling to clarify on what the lady spoke about the medical, the disability people that are not receiving their pension.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Yeah, she was absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because I came off medical.
You have the radio on in the background?
Yeah, feeling
back.
Yes, again. Turn it down. Yeah, Sorry. I came off medical outfit off last month. It was 5 straight years. And I never received anything. They told me that I came in the system.
But that's something different than what she was talking about. She was talking about people who had it, lost it, got it back, some ain't get it back. You saying no 5 years, I mean, and you don't get it at all.
Yeah, because of that. I ain't get it because of that. Because persons that worked with me before were getting it and they're stuck. So unfortunately, I came off and they never get because theirs were stopped.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that they wasn't getting.
But you ain't get at all. That way, so yours even maybe even more serious. So
mine more serious, right? I came off. I can't even get my operation because I was looking that pension would have really helped me. But I can't get it. Understand? They say come in the system after 76, and still people that come in the system long after 76, I'm only putting like 15 years, they just get theirs. I can't get it to understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't think it is fair. I think something, as the lady said, someone really up there need to come and explain, because you can't got two Barbados. You're either giving.
But that's something with someone explaining things is a little challenging, because you say you came in after 76 and there are others. No, it may be unfair that they're getting and they shouldn't be getting. Or it could be that you're supposed to be getting it and you ain't getting it unfair to you. Now, everyone's case is unique in terms of the time they come in, how much time they put in, when they get sick. I understand as your individual case. As someone come to address, they can't address your case, who got 35, who got 32, who got 20.
Okay.
Those individual cases have to be dealt with case by case. They can be a general policy decision, a general policy statement.
Okay.
But in relation to your individual case, you need an officer assigned to you to get your matter from the beginning to the end, to get it
don't
to the point.
Don't care who you call. Mm-hmm. Don't care who you call. You ain't getting nothing.
And no, I ain't holding any brief for these persons. What they would need to do is to find a way, even through this particular through this particular pandemic that we're going through, to still deal with these things. You gotta walk and chew gum, and people would even need more money now because the situation that people face. So it is only adding to people's anxiety. So again, we may have to have a specific program through the media where we can have people address, and we can have probably the benefit people on call. But you will have to give some amount of specifics so people can come, or they can have a dedicated person on at a hotline to answer these questions, because this has been going on too long. Yeah?
Yeah, I can agree with that. Thank you so much. I would be waiting to hear that program.
Okay. And I will hope you will call in and actually be able to share with us your thoughts on it. All right. We try one more call. Hopefully we could get it out so I could get my extempo in. Good afternoon. Yes,
hi,
Larry.
Hi,
good afternoon.
Hi, I'm just calling to ask anybody if they have any BA out there that could help me with my BlackBerry sheet.
Mm-hmm. Where do you try so far?
Well, they got a place cross highway to where this gentleman out there he's got, but he ain't got none. Then I try calling Roberts, and they ain't got none, so I don't know. But really, it's going to cut grass, but don't your grass get it drier? I really want some help with some beer for my stocks.
Mm-hmm. Well, anybody listening, well, leave your number with the producer, because that's what we do here. We try to help as much as possible. Somebody may have beer, or what you may have to do is do without beer until there's beer. Find some, you know, cut some, as I would say, the meat and carry it for the sheep to eat. And that's what you may have to do. But that's someone would have beer and they could call in and they could match up the numbers. You may be able to get a little help out. Right? That's okay? All right. So it's that time, Michelle. Well, let me go, people. Let me go. We're closing up with this one here. This one from me to you. This is the right tune? This is the beginning? I don't know. Oh, this is it. This is how it's done. Okay. Well, the calling was getting there too. Mm-hmm. Day. Uh-huh. Every day the people call in the radio, asking questions that I don't know. Before they listen to what the government say, they're out there in them a stubborn way. I'm warning you, listen to the warnings. Coronavirus says she in playing. She claiming lives, she spreading around. Stay at home or be 6 foot down. That is, I want to thank Crystal Cummings Beckles who wrote that for me. I just had to get any do. You know how it is. So I had to sing some too. Well, I want to thank Michelle Braffitt for taking us up to 2 p.m. today. Producer and technical operator, I want to thank all of you who would have called on the chat, on the WhatsApp, and those who came in to give the information, Mr. Dwayne Paul and Wayne Lovell, for bringing in your expert advice on what is happening here. I hand over to Mr. Larry Mears, who will take you through the rest of the day. I'm Corey Lane, your host, saying Lane out.